This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at fullycookedbacon.com. That's fullycookedbacon.com.
A sense of community on the street of Manchester today, something that we've not seen for a while, and everyone was looking over the shoulder but also looking out for each other, and it was really nice to see.
Once again, Manchester on the minds of so many, and that's where we kick off this version, this hour of America Tonight. It is just not shocking, but disgusting and brazen, and there are adjectives left when we look at what happened in Manchester, this arena, these young girls that were there, for the most part, 22 people dead, so many others injured. They were there to see Ariana Grande, and that happened to be where this 22-year-old decided to make a statement. And it doesn't, no matter what happens here, it doesn't bring back the 8-year-old that was killed or the 16-year-old or any of the missing people. And who knows what's happened there, as they still are picking up the pieces, so to speak, of this concert that was fine all the way through until the very, very end. The things that we do know is children were certainly among, like I mentioned, the 8-year-old, the 16-year-old, among the 22 that were killed. Manchester police identified the suicide bomber responsible for the outrageous carnage, 22-year-old Solomon Abdidi. Feelings are certainly raw among the people who have left flowers outside the arena, who tried to help people who were running outside the arena when it actually happened. They've arrested a 23-year-old man in Manchester in connection with the attack, an accomplice who is said to be his brother. He was killed, and Abdidi was killed when he detonated the IED near one of the exits, 10:33 at night, right after the concert wrapped up. Of the people who were wounded, some had life-threatening injuries. So how many pull through? Of course, we don't know it at this point. The pop star has a fan base made up of mostly girls and teenagers, so the place was packed with families. The blast just sparked a night-long search for people who were missing, frantic parents trying to locate their children, groups of friends scattered by the explosion trying to find each other. They're treating it as a terrorist incident. ISIS has claimed responsibility. So did the victims suffer wounds from shrapnel? Because that's the other part. There were nuts and bolts that were spotted in the arena's foyer, and this is one of the earmarks of what they do with these devices, load them up with all kinds of stuff that can kill you or rip your body apart or whatever. When the explosion took place outside the arena, it caught people as they were exiting. It also triggered chaos inside the venue, which caused a little bit of a stampede. They said it was like a red-orange flash. You heard an explosion and then a loud bang, and you heard at the top one of the witnesses talking about that. And within seconds, it was panicky and chaotic and everything that you one would imagine you would see in this horrific circumstance. So we go back to the initial question of where does that leave us with ISIS, and what is the reaction for this? And it'd be easy to sit here and say, and I know you could all call up and say, get rid of them, blow it all up. But the bottom line is, how do you eliminate people who are being rallied by the ISIS cause, who are lone wolfers? This kid was someone who grew up in Manchester. He was from there. He wasn't living in the Middle East. He wasn't living in Syria. He wasn't living somewhere where he was part of a camp or he was a soldier for ISIS and he was deployed to Manchester. And this is what the FBI said is so frightening to them always, is the fact that you have lone wolf terrorists who think it's exciting and glamorous to be involved with ISIS, and they pay attention to their rhetoric. And then they feel compelled. They feel compelled to act. And when they act, look what happens. What you saw at that concert is typical hallmark of the... the typical hallmark of these terrorists infiltrating the minds, hearts, the whatever, or do they have hearts, of these disenfranchised young people who feel like there's nothing, you know, out there for them. And it's mostly young men, let's face it. That's the target, and that's the target that they reach. And this is exactly what happened in this case. You had a brother combination where obviously they felt compelled to act. Who knows how long they were plotting? Who knows why they picked that concert? Was it because they knew that that was going to hit families? If they knew the demographics, they certainly knew that. And that seems like we could make a likely assessment of it. What will be uncovered with everything that the police found, who knows? As this investigation goes on, who knows what they'll learn? Was it just strictly being the glamorized version of ISIS? Was that what led this to happen? And this is a suicide bomber, so not somebody leaving a backpack, a pressure cooker. This is somebody who was willing to give their life for the cause, somebody who was willing to blow himself up and take innocent people like the 8-year-old girl with him to just hit that particular moment, that particular exit, knowing that people were coming out of there. And he would be able to catch many of the folks that were going by. And that's exactly what happened, who were unaware, would have no idea, and would be caught in the chaos. And either they survive or they are injured or they're fighting for their life at this moment. And Theresa May, the Prime Minister of the UK, of course, has the country on high alert, but how could you not have the country on high alert for fear that something else could happen? And there's always the imitators in the United States, same thing, high alert at this point, because the fear is imitators or an attack of, who knows, of a different kind of planned variety. And it's really unbelievable. I mean, it's not unbelievable. I shouldn't say that. That's the wrong word to use. It's just always so disgusting when this happens. It's just a despicable, heinous act to take another person's life in the name of a cause that you're not even totally connected to, loosely connected to, a movement that is sick and twisted. Stay with us. We're going to Washington next.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Coming up at the tail end of this hour, we dive into the mailbag. So rest assured, if you sent me something, I bet we'll get to it. A lot of folks weary about ISIS. I can't blame you. What can we do to slaughter the ISIS folks and stamp them out? As I said before, and I said many times on the show, if it only were that easy to eliminate extremism of this kind. But unfortunately, it is not. So UK threat level is critical. They've got the army on the streets, and there may be some fear that's gripping the younger community, but the bottom line is it already happened. So it's too late. You can't stop this guy. He already did his damage, and now it's just really about hopefully more people surviving instead of more funerals being performed as a result of going to an innocuous concert on a Monday night, on a school night. Getting the permission, being excited, going, and then not coming back. That's the way to put it. Imagine the horror of those families. And, of course, it would be horrible. So the concert slaughter is probably a nudge to America that you know what? There may be some false alarms, but be as diligent as you can. Something's awkward. Something's weird. React. I think in this case, he was willing to sacrifice his life. There was no mysterious bag left to somebody who was willing to kill himself for the cause. And that's tough. Because it's tough to bring that kind of a person down. He knew exactly what he wanted to do, and he did it. All right, I have to mention, in the world of this is just kooky. You know, this is just kooky. You hear about the kinds of yoga that people are doing. I don't know, hot yoga, traditional yoga. I'm not a yoga person, frankly. Getting my body in those crazy pretzeled up positions, it might be relaxing, but I think it'd be stressful for me. I don't know about the rest of you. I mean, there's people that do yoga too, from teenager all the way on up to much, much older. And they've got this yoga that they call goat yoga. So this is how it goes. And it's a fad that is sweeping the nation. I'm not kidding. I thought it was a joke when I first read about it. You're on your yoga mat. You are doing whatever it is you're doing, breathing deeply, doing the downward facing dog, perhaps. And then you look over, and guess what you see? A pygmy goat trots by you. A pygmy goat. I'm serious about this. And it is a fad. So I guess the idea is there's something relaxing. I don't know. I could be reading into this wrong. Is there something relaxing about a goat? Perhaps walking on your back. I don't know. Yogis like this experience, right? That the goats are nearby. It's so popular, for those of you listening in Oregon, in Portland. In Oregon, it's so popular that they say there's a 1,200-person waiting list for goat yoga to get in. Yeah. It's very popular. Just, they got a pygmy goat, and the pygmy goat somehow can participate in the yoga because the pygmy goat can walk across your backs and just is there to cheer you on, I suppose. I never heard of such a thing. I thought it was a little bit crazy. I thought it was a little bit nutty. But it's not. It's true. Yoga class. I might have to go and experience this yoga deal because they've got one not too far from me, goat yoga. I think it would stress me out. I don't know. 70 people doing yoga, 15 to 20 goats from a farm roaming around. I don't know. It sounds like we have all kinds of fads, right? All kinds of fads. Go back in history and think about everything from the hula hoop to how you wore your hair to whatever. I wonder if this one will stick for a while. They can charge more for goat yoga. They can, right? I'm just saying that. Wow. All right, so let's move on to something else. How about this? I just happened to see this. I spent some time in California, and Big Sur is really a cool place to go and drive and experience it. But you better hurry up and do it, because I guess a massive landslide was triggered because of the weather. There was like some mudslides, and it covered Highway 1. This Highway 1 in southern Big Sur is closed because the landslide covered such a big chunk of a quarter and a half of a mile. Just dirt and rocks, boom, flew down the side of the mountain there. They say there's 5 active landslides in that area. So that's about 9 miles north of southern Monterey. And they had 4 of the slides come down at about 9:30 on Saturday night. It would not be great if you were driving on that road because it's very popular. That had already been down to partial closure anyway because part of it had been wiped out. So that tremendous road, which is very cool to ride on, could be pretty much closed off and access really limited, because with five different landslides, man, that's pretty tricky to try to navigate that. How would you know if they're having problems with it? How would you know if you're at the right spot at the right time, or you happen to go by at the wrong time and your car gets rocked by a landslide? I was in a rock slide one time in Avila Beach, and we barely made it by, and whew, these giant rocks came flying down. So same thing. And I got to finish with this one. Roger Moore, the actor who played James Bond, dead at the age of 89. He was James Bond in the 70s and the 80s. I remember him as a really, really young kid, first going to see James Bond. And he had cancer. They said he had a short but brave battle with cancer. And, you know, the question becomes, who is your James Bond? Is it Sean Connery? Is it one of the newer James Bonds? Who's the best all-time James Bond? And I don't know. There was something about Roger Moore. I thought he was kind of funny. He had a lot of television shows in his background. I think he had a really dry, wicked sense of humor. And so I think he played the spot of James Bond. He played James Bond well. The martini shaken but not stirred, all of that. And after Sean Connery was tired of it, he took over in 1973. And he, of course, had a long-running TV hit called The Saint that he played in England for seemingly forever. And then when he jumped into the character of James Bond, more people, you know, got to know him, I think, a little bit more. And he wore it well. 12 years. He was James Bond, the man with the golden gun. For Your Eyes Only, A View to a Kill. He was in that role up to 57 years old. Goodbye to Roger Moore. Rip. He gave us some good ones. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Greg, I don't know about you, but I'm really excited about our next guest because in my mind I'm thinking chitty chitty bang bang, and I guess we'll be able to explain that because the idea of autonomous cars, I can't tell you how much that excites me. I've been following this storyline for a very long time. How about you?
This is the difference between you and I, Kate. I'm more of a cat from Knight Rider kind of guy. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Dick Van Dyke, Mary Tyler Moore. I'm not dating myself that far back.
That's nice. I'm not dating myself. Well, he's listening to this. Doug Davis is the Senior Vice President of the Automated Driving Group at Intel. And like I said, so many people in my life, too, a lot of engineers that I know, we've had these discussions, long discussions about autonomous cars, and that's what we're talking about. Thanks so much for joining us, Doug. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Really looking forward to the conversation.
So I guess the overall big question is, and I'll just throw it out there right away, how soon will it be before I can buy an affordable, fully autonomous car?
Well, it's interesting. Most of the car manufacturers, or the OEMs as we always refer to them, you know, we're originally targeting kind of the mid-2025 kind of time frame, you know, kind of the middle of the decade. But over the last 18 months or so, they've all kind of accelerated their timeline. We're expecting series production, or the production of consumer cars that have these kinds of fully autonomous features, to begin in the model year 2021.
You know, it's funny. I was, Doug, I was at the LA Auto Show probably 2 years ago, and I was with a pretty big name automotive journalist. We were doing some radio interviews, and I asked him, I said, how far off do you think it is? And he said exactly what you said 2 years ago. He said, it's 10 years. And then I saw him a year later, and I said, a year ago, you said it's 10 years off. What do you say now? And he got a little bit of an uncomfortable look on his face, and he said, well, I think I have to change my story because the speed at which this is happening is it's actually accelerating, isn't it?
Well, it really really is, you know, and that's what's exciting about this. You know, I've been talking a lot lately about the history of safety improvements in cars. And if you look at, you know, the invention of airbags and then the time it took for them to become mandated and to become, you know, kind of a requirement in every car, it was about 50 years. The same for things like three-point seat belts or anti-lock brakes. Each of those, interesting enough, is about 50 years from invention to kind of full deployment. And the fact that the automakers are accelerating their work around these autonomous vehicles is really good news, because we know these autonomous vehicles will be much safer. They're going to save lives.
Can you talk about the safety aspect a little bit? You know, I mean, can you throw some real numbers out? Because I think people have this idea that it's actually going to be more dangerous or no better than what we have today. But from the numbers I've seen, we have huge opportunity for saving lives here.
Yeah, we really do. And we, you know, we rely on numbers from NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration. And, you know, and they publish numbers every year. And, you know, for probably at least a couple of decades, we were seeing the number of fatalities due to automobile accidents declining. But unfortunately, over the last couple of years, that number is starting to go back up. And over 93% of all fatal car accidents are due to human error. And, you know, the other disturbing fact is that they're saying that as many as 25% of those they now think they can somehow attribute to a distraction for those drivers. And so, you know, we all believe we're better than average drivers, right?
Yes, and I think there's statistics that they've surveyed people, and everybody says, I'm better than everybody else, which is statistically impossible.
Yeah.
Exactly right. You know, yet I remind people that every time we get on an airplane, right, it becomes an autonomous vehicle. You know, the pilots turn on autopilot, and, you know, yes, there's a pilot at the controls, but those planes have become safer and safer, again, over the past several decades, because technology is helping them to be more predictable and to be able to handle situations in a very consistent manner.
Besides talking about the safety benefits, what else do you see as super added benefits to having roads that have a lot of autonomous cars on them?
Well, to me, the other big benefit is just mobility. You know, certainly a portion of our population that has limited mobility. They may have a, you know, visual impairment, or maybe elderly people. I know I have a, you know, an elderly father-in-law who's now stopped driving. And the ability to give all of those folks mobility, you know, the fact that they can request a vehicle to pick them up, take them to a doctor's appointment, or take them shopping, yet do so in a way that's much more independent, I think that's another real added benefit of having that kind of capability.
Yeah, Doug, so along those same lines, what would be the opposite of that? And that's what people are trying to poke holes in, and that's, of course, what you're trying to work out when you're working on autonomous cars. But what are the biggest problems that face you right now for making this a reality?
Well, I think, you know, the challenge is, obviously, it's a complex technology problem to solve. It's really an artificial intelligence problem. And you know, those implementations today would be relatively challenging, just a, you know, state of technology. But technology moves very, very quickly. We're seeing, you know, proof of concepts and trials already starting. And, you know, I remind people that, you know, the pace of technology moves pretty quickly. And so if we think, okay, we're in 2017, look forward into 2021. The advances of technology to support all of this are going to move very rapidly. And so, you know, I think that's a challenge that will be overcome quickly. The other one that I hear a lot from people is just the concern about security, right? Can somebody hack into my car? And, you know, will that create issues for us? And so that's a big emphasis for us at Intel and providing the right solutions to the car manufacturers and the suppliers that build the systems they need using our technologies. We're very deliberate in how we design our products and how we help them design their systems, and we're confident that's a challenge that can be overcome as well.
We're talking with Doug Davis. He's the Senior Vice President of the Automated Driving Group at Intel. In other words, self-driving cars. And Doug, when people think of Intel, they think of Intel Inside. So part of what you're telling us is maybe we're soon going to see ads for cars where, you know, we hear your little sound bite and we find out that Intel is inside our new cars as well. Is that correct?
Well, Greg, you got it exactly right. You know, we're a technology provider. We provide all kinds of technologies, from the computing that's needed in these cars, the ability to pull together all the sensor data, the ability to get them connected. We expect to be a leader in 5G wireless technologies. It'll be a great enabler for these kinds of cars. Sometimes people ask, well, hey, Intel, does that mean you're going to build cars? No, we're not a car manufacturer. We don't intend to build cars. But we love challenges that involve significant amounts of data, right? Whether that be in PCs or in servers and data centers. We really relish the challenge of going and solving big data computing kinds of problems. And that's what these kinds of vehicles will be. The cars have to calculate. They have to be able to sort out what's happening around them and figure out how to steer from one point to another, but they need to be connected to the network infrastructure, the infrastructure that we use to talk on our mobile phones. They'll also connect cars, and we have a wide range of technologies there. And then the data center will play a huge role in making sure that the intelligence or the models those cars have in them are constantly updated, but also remind people that in these cars with 5G wireless connectivity, we'll be able to sit back and watch a movie or binge watch our TV shows or maybe even do a little shopping while our car is getting us from home to the airport or wherever it is that we're trying to go.
Yeah, having said that, you're doing a lot of work with BMW on autonomous cars. What's going on there? How's that going, Doug?
Well, it's going great. We're making great progress. We're really on track to the goals that we set as part of the work that we're doing together. It's a collaborative effort between BMW, Intel, and Mobileye, and not only creating the solution for BMW's cars, but we also have the vision of creating a platform that could be used by other car manufacturers as well. And you know, that'll help speed the time that it takes to get those cars on the road for some of these other OEMs or car manufacturers and help reduce the development costs for them. So not only is it in support of BMW, but we think it can be an enabler more broadly across the industry to help other car manufacturers get their cars on the road more quickly.
So how much time, Doug, do you spend in an autonomous car? Are you riding in one to work? Are you riding one home? Would you send your kids in an autonomous car today?
Oh my goodness! I wish I were. I'm not a big fan of driving. I love driving cars when when I'm doing so on the weekends or whatever, but just the tedious back and forth to work is not appealing for me. I'm not in one yet, but I'll be one of the first to sign up as soon as I can get my hands on one.
Yeah, and you know, this is with cars too. We like all those added extras, and you talked about some of them, being able to watch a movie, all that kind of stuff.
Shopping,
just mentioning, yeah, shopping.
You know, when you can shop while your car is driving, all of a sudden there's so many entities that will almost want to pay you to have a self-driving car.
Yeah, and I would think that's part of it, is going after. But you could have huge sponsorships, right, Doug?
Well, and you know, in fact, there's been some recent studies that have looked at, you know, the impact, say, on the media industry. You know, once you get the majority of the cars on the road that are autonomous, and, you know, I remind people, we'll be almost like passengers on an airplane, yet we'll have the opportunity to have fantastic connectivity. And so, yeah, the predictions are that the media industry alone will see a huge uptick because this will be a new place for us to consume content.
Wow, just amazing, amazing talking about this. Doug, hang on a second, because we'd love to do another segment for you coming up on our next version of Forbes Books at Bedtime. Can you do that?
Absolutely.
Do you use use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
And finally, here as we get to the end of the hour, boy, the mailbag once again full. So let's dive into the mailbag. This one is from Joe. Kate, I cannot believe what happened in Manchester. What's the latest? Well, the latest is that ISIS is claiming responsibility for that Manchester bombing. It's so sad. Here's this concert in the UK, and unfortunately, cold, calculating, and despicable. Too many people killed, too many people injured, and you think of young people going to concerts all over the world. And there's always been that thought that this would be a place where you'd have people in big numbers. And we know that from things that have already happened, like the attack in Paris. But this is the Manchester Arena, which is even bigger. So 22 people killed in an Ariana Grande concert, which is so despicable. You know, deadliest attack. Police say that a man carrying explosive acted as a lone attacker and died in the blast, and they're trying to determine the specifics of it. And a 23-year-old man was arrested in connection with that bombing. But, you know, you have people reacting, and this is what you see. So Queen Elizabeth II says it's an act of barbarity. Of course it is an act of barbarity. 59 people were injured. some in life-threatening situations, so we don't even know. Ariana Grande tweeting the incident has left her broken. Of course it has. Again, in the middle of the concert, trying to wrap your mind around people just happening to be at that particular spot. And it's heartbreaking to even read the stories. I read the story today about an 8-year-old girl who was killed in the arena, who was so excited to go, so excited to be there. And, you know, she was killed. She was in the area where the bomb went off. And it's, you know, this is a country. England has been under a severe terror threat for 3 years. And there's been an upswing in terror-related arrests in the last couple of months. But look at where we're, you know, at. So, again, unbelievable. I've got a lot of emails about that. Got this one from Joseph. Kate, when in the world are we going to ever figure out a way to stop the insanity? I know the easy answer is to say it's just too big and there is no 100%. You certainly have said that before, but there has to be something else that can be done. There has to be a way to not have this kind of thing happen again. Well, see, here's the problem with that. You go to a concert, they check the bags. I just went to a golf tournament where they check the bags. But there's so many clever ways to get a bomb in. There's so many ways that terror can rear its ugly head and someone can figure it out. And it's just, it's the world which we live in. And yes, what do we do? How do we stop it? How do we thwart it? And we can say, just bomb ISIS, just blow every single one of them off the face of the map. But how do you do that? That's the other part of that, because you have all these lone wolf terror people who get excited about the idea of being part of ISIS. And that's, to me, is the scariest thing of all. And FBI agents and CIA and anybody connected at all to trying to stop terrorism, that's what they'll tell you. And you know we've had those people certainly on this show. Let's go to this one from Roger. Roger says, Kate, what's the latest with these documents and Michael Flynn and this whole Russia thing? Well, it's interesting you say that. A new letter from Congressman Elijah Cummings shows that there's information about Michael Flynn, the former national security advisor, and what he told investigators about his ties to foreign governments when he was interviewed about his security clearance. According to the report of investigation, which Cummings refers to in his letter, so it's his letter, to committee chairman Jason Chaffetz, Flynn made false statements to investigators about who funded his foreign trips, and this is what we've already been talking about, including a 2015 trip to Russia where Flynn was paid $45,000 to speak at an event in Moscow. So there's subpoenas flying around. There's lots of conversation about this. The question has not gone away. It's just gotten bigger, and that makes sense because it's being examined, and where it ends up, we, you know, at this point, we don't know. I was going to say, it's like Russian roulette, where it ends up, we don't know, and I can't answer the question because I think we're going to see so much more come out about it, and, you know, does it lead to something bigger or, you know, or not? All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Aaron, and Aaron says, Kate, I cannot believe what we are dealing with every single day. You know, you go about your life, you think that you know the people around you, and then you look and see what the people in other parts of the world are dealing with. And the Manchester example is the perfect one, because here people are going to, especially younger people, going to a concert, and they never come out of that concert. So when we're all licking our wounds over something not quite as significant, I say all you have to do is look across the pond and see what they're dealing with. Eerily familiar of a dark day in our history, and that is, of course, 9/11. Well, yeah, I'm not going to argue about that. Amen, absolutely. When you think you're having a bad day, you know what they say? Take a breath and then think about all the things you're grateful for. How about this? Indy car driver Dario Franchitti and Scott Dixon were robbed at gunpoint by teenagers at Taco Bell. Scott says, Kate, I heard you talking about that, and I sort of laughed and sort of cringed at the same time. Here are these guys that drive over 200 miles an hour. They roll down their window to order some food, and a couple of teenagers rip them off by sticking some guns in their face. Yeah, and of course they complied, because what are they going to do? But they tracked them down. That's scary, really, isn't it? Because it just shows you, I mean, they just happened to be there just like anyone else. It was 10 o'clock at night, so it wasn't ridiculously late. But there's the opportunity. Your window's down. What are you going to do? It's interesting because when I read the story, my other take on this was, how many times are you at a drive-through window? What time are you at the drive-through window? Would somebody else come up and do that? And they were caught, of course. You would think it'd be easy to catch them, so that would not be an easy heist to pull off. But you would be pretty vulnerable, just like at the ATM machine. I always think when you hear sometimes these sad stories about somebody getting killed or hurt at an ATM withdrawing money, they're there at like 2 in the morning. And I think, boy, it can wait. Whatever's going on, you need to wait, besides being out in some lonely spot somewhere where an ATM is. And yes, there might be photographs and video, but that does not bring the person back if something awful happens to them as a result of someone trying to get money from them. And it would certainly put you in that position. All right, Jimmy says, Kate, what do you make of Huma finally divorcing Anthony Weiner? I think she should have kicked his butt to the curb a long time ago. Why do you think she waited? I think she waited because they were trying to sweep it under the rug and trying to hope that it would go away. And, of course, he turned out to be much worse and have a bigger problem, I think, than initially was thought. But, I mean, Anthony Weiner certainly hurt Hillary Clinton, and she was the top aide of Hillary Clinton. So, there was a hearing last week. He accepted responsibility. He said, I have a sickness, but I don't have an excuse. Ugh. He said he's been in intensive treatment. He's going to have to register as a sex offender. He's going to have to forfeit his iPhone, surrender passport, go get mental health treatment. He's barred from having any contact with a minor. Because remember, he admitted and pled guilty to sending sexually explicit messages and directions to engage in sexual conduct to a girl he knew to be 15 years old. This is a guy who's a former congressman. Wow. I mean, just so sad, so reprehensible. Just reprehensible. So 21 and 27 months in prison is what he'll get. And ultimately, the judge decides on that. But I think he deservedly so. Because now he had to admit he had to do that, and of course she filed for divorce. She has to get away. Thank you so much for all of your emails. Remember, you can send them to me at americatonight.net. Click on contact and you're in. And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.